This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Brendan Carey Block and Eric McDonald here in our studio on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Welcome to The Folk Show, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
Folks may know Brendan from his work with Aunt Olivia and also the Glengarry Boys, and also because he's from Antrim. He's homegrown. He's a homegrown Cape Breton fiddler. Happy to have you here. And we also have Eric McDonald, who you may know from his work with Katie McNally, and not me, but Katie McNally, another fiddle player, and also Matching Orange. Want to tell us about that piece that you just played?
Sure. Those were three, I'm going to go with traditional tunes. The first one I know as Felix the Wrestler. Second one I think is Siobhan O'Donnell's Number 2. So either the second tune she wrote or second tune she found or, you know, Number 2. And then the third one is, it's actually not traditional. That's a Gordon Duncan tune. It's a pipe tune, Scottish tune, by the name of the Panda, which I always thought was about a cute, cuddly bear, but I found out later it's about a Fiat Panda, which is a car.
Oh.
And I personally think Fiat Pandas are also cute and cuddly, but, you know, I'm a car person.
Brendan's a mechanic.
Okay. Now, what have you folks been up to?
Oh, playing music?
No.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. I still maintain a day job because I think that's important, but no, I play music whenever I can. Been working on a lot of electronic music as a, you know, totally different aspect of things. It's kind of fun to stretch my musical legs that way. And then
I stay out of that.
But no, and then I play with Eric in a couple of different groups. And
Brennan and I, we've been sort of working up this duo project of late. We've been in bands. We've played in a number of bands together, actually. We've been playing together for 4 years, 5 years? Good while now.
A good while.
And we've been sort of taking this. A few bands kind of ran their course, and so we've got a few new projects that we're working on, but we've been taking the time to sort of work on some of the tunes we've written together over the years, some of the arrangements we've made together, and create this little duo sound that we've been working on. So that's something that we've been doing in our free time.
How about playing another tune for us, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about what the new project actually is.
Sure.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Sit down, hear me, cronies, and give us your crack. Let the wind take the cares of this life on its back. For a hard day's despondency we never will submit. And we say he been provided for, and say will we yet. And say will we yet, and say will we yet. For we say he been provided for, and say will we. Here's a health to the farmer and prosper his plow, rewarding his heart and toil all the year through. For it's seed time and it's harvest we ever will get. For we lip and day to providence and say will we yet. And say will we yet, and say will we. For we lip and day to providence and say will we yet. Fill up a tankard of nappy brown ale, It'll comfort a heart and enliven a tale. And we'll be the merrier the longer that we sit. For we drank together many's a time, and say will we yet. And say will we yet, and say will we yet. For we drank together many's a time, and say will we. Let the glass keep its course and go merrily round. For the sun will always rise when the moon it has gone down. When the house is spinning round about, there's time enough to flirt. When we fell, we aye got up again, and say will we yet. And say will we yet, and say will. When we fell, we aye got up again, and say will we yet. And say will we yet, and say will we yet. For we ta'e been provided for, and say will we yet.
Eric McDonald on the vocals and guitar, and Brendan Carey Block on the fiddle. And a little bit about that piece.
That was a song written by the late, great Scottish guitarist and songwriter Tony Cuff. And I first heard it actually from the singing of a Boston guy, or Seacoast guy, David Coffin, who's done a lot of work with the Revels in Cambridge. Wonderful singer, instrumentalist. He plays almost everything. But it's a beautiful song. Tony's version is quite something. And we put that together with a fiddle tune that Brendan wrote, which I believe is called the tune that goes with Say Will We Yet. So we've had fun with that.
I'm notoriously bad at naming my tunes. So.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio are Eric McDonald and Brendan Carey Block. Support for NHPR comes from You Are Members and Claremont Opera House, presenting legendary folk artist Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary, performing April 5th at 8 p.m., tickets at ClaremontOperaHouse.org. And Holly Oil, offering automatic delivery, 24-hour burner service, and now delivering bioheat to customers throughout Manchester and Concord. Holly Oil, HALLEOIL.com. And Brendan and Eric have formed a duo, and they are actually performing with Stuart Kenny, probably playing banjo and bass at a benefit concert for New Hampshire Audubon on Saturday, March 30th. That's at 7:30. And before we finish up, we'll be giving you more information about how you might be able to get tickets. Before we get into all of that, I just want to talk a little bit about what these guys have been up to. I know one of the projects that they were working on was with a band called Matching Orange. And I was checking out your MySpace page and found that you guys play Celtic and trip-hop, and I wanted to find out, what the heck is trip-hop? I've not heard that label before.
Honestly, I think that might just be a MySpace glitch, because I don't really know what trip-hop is either.
I always thought it was, I mean, I saw it on MySpace, and I always thought, oh, that's kind of clever. My interpretation of trip-hop was always sort of, I guess I could say electronic music played on acoustic instruments. I have a lot of music on my iTunes collection labeled as trip hop, and I could not really tell you quite what it is specifically. But I suppose there are times in the contra dance. We used to play for a lot of contra dances with Matching Orange, and we always
Pretty trippy.
It can get kind of trippy, especially when you're playing for the dawn dance, and you know, you've been playing for 4 hours, and it's 7 a.m. And you've been awake for, 27 and a half hours at that point. I think everything starts to feel like trip-hop.
Now, you've also been in a band called, or worked with a band called Cantrip, right?
Indeed. I'm in that band full-time, and Brendan we're working a lot with Brendan whenever we can. Mm-hmm. We have a fiddle player that is from Scotland. The band has been around for many, many years, and Brendan's been filling in and sitting in with us at times, and it's been a real blast, so we'll keep doing that as much as possible. But yeah, so we've worked together in Cantrip as well. Yeah.
Well, my take on the trip trip-hop label is something like in bluegrass, you would call it newgrass. So maybe this is a way of, you know, so it's trip-hop, newgrass. And, you know, the genre has to change over time as the younger mm-hmm. players like yourselves are coming in and taking the helm or taking the mics, picking up your bows and picks or whatever you want to pick up, and you're showing up at the dances and you're doing those dawn dances and you're playing all night and doing what you got to do. Now, who are you listening to, or who have you been listening to? You've been playing, what, Brendan, since you were like 10 years old or something?
At least.
Where'd you get your comeuppance? Was it at country dances and the like, or was it at more like the Highland Games or the Scottish festivals?
Yeah, it was definitely, fiddle-wise, it was definitely the Scottish festivals, and, you know, I went to Cape Breton every summer when I was a little kid. You know, I did grow up running around in the back of the Nelson Town Hall when I was about 3 years old. So there was always an element of New England music there. But it wasn't until, actually, it wasn't really until I started playing with Eric that I started doing contra dances on a regular basis. I did, when I joined Aunt Olivia, I did a few contra dances with Stuart and kind of, you know, got a quick lesson. I mean, Stuart is a monster contra dance musician, so I got a real quick lesson in how to do it right. But then, you know, there was a lot of, we played a lot of dances in Matching Orange, and that was sort of the real lesson, you know, on how to how to survive, how to play consistently for the dancers, because that's, you know, above everything else, you know, they say the show must go on. Well, the beat must go on. Uh-huh. It's got to be 32 bars, and it's got to keep going.
Right.
You know, I came from the world of Cape Breton music, which were, you know, all these like short little tunes, play it twice and keep going. And I started to get funny looks, and you know, so these guys kind of straightened me out and showed me the path.
What about you, Eric? Where'd you get your comeuppance? Who are you listening to
these days?
Who were you listening to?
Well, I'm a bit of a musical mutt myself.
Okay,
I started playing power chords in a high school band, and then I'm primarily a mandolin player, and I picked up the mandolin for played a lot of bluegrass, and then I started getting into the Celtic thing. And actually, the piano player from Matching Orange, Eric Eidreiner, is the one who got me into the contra dance world, uh-huh. And I got really into playing fiddle tunes at that point. So that sort of taken me on a bit of a journey. I still listen to lots of fiddle tunes of all kinds. I really love French Canadian music. I wouldn't say that I'm sort of a master of playing it, but I love to listen to it. And I've gotten really into the Scottish and Irish traditions in the last few years. And something I've been doing a lot is listening to British folk music. Singers like Andy Irvine and Paul Brady and Nick Jones and some of those real songsters that have some real guitar chops, if mm-hmm. nothing else. I mean, they have a lot going for them, but I've been really into that lately.
Well, there is definitely no lack of contra dance in New England. We are rich in opportunities for contra dance musicians.
Sort of the mecca for it, if you will.
It really is, yes, yeah. Absolutely. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's a real treat to have Eric McDonald and also Brendan Carey-Block in the studio. They have a show coming up. We're going to talk a little bit more about what you can expect if you head on over to the benefit for the Audubon Society on March 30th. In a few minutes, let's hear another song before that.
Sure. We're gonna play a set of jigs, that Brendan wrote.
Yeah, and in classic fashion, these don't really have names either. Thank you.
few untitled jigs from Brendan Carey Block and Eric McDonald here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Show is coming up on March 30th at the Audubon Society with Stuart Kenny. Want to tell us about what folks can expect at the benefit show on the 30th, Brendan?
A great time.
Fantastic time, I would even say. No, it's going to be fun. We'll have we'll play a lot of fiddle tunes. We'll do a few songs. Stuart Kenny has some great banjo tunes that he and I have been playing around with a bit. We'll probably dig up some old Anna Livia material.
I'll do my best Flynn Cohen impersonation.
we're just going to have fun with it. We don't get a chance to play together as a trio that often. And when we do, we always have a great time.
Absolutely.
So hopefully everybody else will have a great time right along with us.
Not to mention that it's a show to benefit the New Hampshire Audubon Society, which is a fantastic organization, and we'd love to really fill the space and get them some cash.
Well, the reception starts at 6 o'clock. The show will be starting at 7:30. Any chance you're going to be moving over the tables and chairs and allow people to dance?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
You know, it's
there will be space if desired.
The crazier, the better. You know, we're dance musicians. Let's dance.
Okay. So I heard it. You heard it here. The benefit concert for New Hampshire Audubon on Saturday, March 30th at 7:30 with the reception at 6 o'clock could actually turn into a bit of a contra dance. If you'd like to find out more about tickets, you can call them up at 224-9909 or you can visit them online at nhaudubon.org. Again, those numbers are 224-9909 or you can visit them online at nhaudubon.org. Now, you did talk a little bit about some original tunes that you are incorporating into your projects together. Who is the writer? Are you both writing pieces?
I mean, I take credit for writing a lot of my tunes, but half of them just sort of find me. Mm-hmm. Eric writes some really good tunes.
Yeah, this project is actually a lot of writing together. Even if one of us writes a tune and brings it to the other one, we've been playing together in so many formations at this point that we have a real sense for each other, I think, and we tend to create very mutual arrangements. And so I would say that the composition is pretty equal across the board, although Brendan probably writes a few more tunes than I do. He's very prolific with his tune writing. You know, as he says, they just come to him.
Right.
But It's been a blast. I think a lot of it is that, again, because we've played in so many bands together, it's kind of nice to strip it down and just really get into the relationship between the music that we've played with the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of what this project is about. We're writing a lot of tunes. We're learning a lot of tunes. But it's very kind of spontaneous. We're sort of just letting it happen as it happens. Sometimes we'll find a tune from recording. Sometimes we'll learn a tune at a session. Sometimes we'll have half a tune and we'll bring it to each other. Or sometimes we'll have written a tune and we'll bring it to each other. That's sort of how it's working.
Lisa Schneckenberger, another fine fiddle player, had some nice things to say about you and Katie McNally.
Oh, she's very
Eric.
Sweet.
So how do you feel like your collaboration with Katie differs from your collaboration, besides the obvious, with Brendan?
Well, I mean, the setup of the projects are very similar. They're both very duo-oriented, very nuanced. But I would say that Katie and Brendan, while both fantastic, are both very different players. Mm-hmm. And I've got a pretty intense musical connection with both of them, I would say. But playing with Brendan changes my playing. It makes it differ in the way that I would play with Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And I would bring different tunes to Brendan. And if I'm working on a tune with something in mind, sometimes it'll pop into my head that this one's for Brendan. Or this one's for Katie. They're both, they have very different styles. So that's kind of exciting for me as a player to try and find a way to bridge that gap. But I love playing with both Brendan and Katie. They're both excellent. Brendan and I have probably a deeper musical history so far. We've been playing together for longer. So we have a very quick musical connection. The spontaneity is really, really easy.
Brendan, with that, who are the fiddle players that you're actually listening to these days?
I'm going back to a lot of the older stuff in my collection. You know, my honestly, the first cassette tape I bought was Alistair Fraser, The Road North, which I think he recorded in 1989. And, you know, a couple of years ago, it's, you know, I got a lot of new recordings since then, a lot of his newer stuff, and I kept going back every once in a while. I'd go back. And a few years ago, I kind of went back and decided to try and learn every, you know, just about every tune on that. And I think I'm too ADD to do that. I think I made it, you know, through about halfway through. But I've really tried to lately, you know, in the last couple of years, I've tried to go back and listen to a lot of the older recordings, you know, sort of archive stuff from Cape Breton. I like the old music, and it's, you know, in great contrast to a lot of, you know, I mentioned earlier, the electronic music. I mean, so much of this is just, you know, the newest of the new. What sounds can we create with what, you know, technology? So it's really sometimes nice to have that kind of musical clarity to just, you know, put on something, some old Cape Breton recording or old Scottish recording or something, you know, go back and listen to it. You know, a live recording of Buddy McMaster at a square set, and mm-hmm. It really... You know, it's very refreshing.
When I think of electronic music, electronic fiddle, I think of Jean-Luc Ponty. That's
yes. what I actually, think. You know, actually, I listened to him. I listened to him not that long ago for a... Because a lot of, you know, what I do... I mean, he was jazz. He was jazz. Yeah. He was very, mm-hmm. you know... But he started... doing some looping things. I mean, some of what I'm doing doesn't even involve fiddle, and I've been doing some remixes for some uh-huh. other people, and I'm just, you know, really all I'm doing is playing some keyboards and basically twiddling knobs and moving faders and right. clicking buttons. Gotcha. It's a completely different experience. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Jean-Luc Ponty definitely, especially when I first discovered music outside of the Celtic regions of the world, that was one of those things like, wow, you can do that with a violin. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. I listen to him too, and definitely has influenced the way I play my electric violin and things like that.
When you've been playing so long, you've started as we mentioned before at the age of 10. Was there ever a point for you, Brendan, where you said, you know, I just don't want to do this anymore. I want to play the banjo, or I want to play kazoo, or forget it. I'm going to just learn how to play the bagpipes.
Actually, I did play the bagpipes for a while.
I did play the bagpipes. Okay. I studied bagpipes for about 3 or 4 years, and it. But honestly, it really turned into sort of a tool in my musical toolkit. I don't profess to be able to play them at all. I might be able to hack my way through one tune, but I learned about the bagpipe scale. You know, you're limited to 9 notes, and you have this specific set of ornaments, and it helped my fiddle playing immensely, and especially, you know, to learn about the Scottish music, you know, the traditions of Scottish fiddle playing. It helped immensely to really understand how the other instruments would approach these tunes. So when I'm a fiddler playing a pipe tune, you know, it was very interesting to sort of think about it as, okay, this is how it would have to work on the pipes, and this is what it would sound like, and this is what it would feel like. I'm a very, you know, I'm a very visual learner, very hands-on learner, so it was really interesting to be able to get in there. And I think, you know, I've never not wanted to play violin. It's a part of me. I'm always thinking about music. And I mean, it's, like you said, I've been doing it for so long. It's been, even when I think about anything else, I'm still thinking in terms of where are my fingers going to go on the violin. It's how I, you know, I'm sure a lot of people think, you know, if you play piano, you probably think about a piano keyboard or guitar. You're thinking about the guitar. It's, you know, and even when I'm playing keyboards, or something like, you know, when I'm, you know, doing something for a remix for somebody that has nothing to do with Celtic music whatsoever, I'm still, in the back of my mind, there's always this, you know, all right, so that's that note, and that's that string, and that's, you know, it's the dynamics of it are all interconnected.
Brendan Carey Block and Eric McDonald are our guests here in the studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's a real treat to have you folks stop in. How about playing another tune, and then we're going to boil it all up into what next?
Sounds great. Okay. That's what we do. We're going to do another a combination here of an original tune, and then we're gonna try and delve a little bit into that French-Canadian side that we talked about, but we're going to do it our way.
What a clean sound. I just love it. Brendan Carey Block on the fiddle and Eric McDonald on the guitar here on the Folk Show in our studio at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and Waste Management, producing enough energy to power more than 1 million homes every year. By 2020, they expect to double that output. Learn more at thinkgreen.com. And Newburyport 5-Cent Savings Bank, opening soon in Portsmouth with full-service banking and career opportunities. Information online at newburyportbank.com/careers. Our guests in the studio are Eric McDonald and also Brendan Carey Block. What next for you guys besides the show on the 30th of March? You know, you're going to record together sometime, you think?
We're working on it.
Yeah, definitely. Everything's sort of in the planning stages still.
You're always thinking ahead.
But I've actually, I have the rough sketches of an album kind of hacked out on my laptop for a different, a different concept that I was working on with, my fiddle tunes, a lot of synthesized backup, a lot of the electronic stuff that I was doing. All these tunes that I've been playing with Eric, I recently found a studio locally that I've gotten to know the owner there fairly well, and we've done a few just little things here and there, and so now it's a matter of just kind of nailing everything down. And ideally, what I'd like to do is, not necessarily a double CD, but I'd like to do two releases at once, and an electronic and an acoustic, mm-hmm. not really the same material, but very similar. Mm-hmm. Tunes that I've written, sure. Tunes that I've been working on. Some of these tunes I've been working on since I was 16. Some of them are 6 months old, but just sort of, I'd like to have just an acoustic fiddle CD, and that's where we're going.
I think if all goes well, let's see, is there any wood over here? Let's yes. If all goes well, we're kind of thinking about recording in the summer and maybe releasing in the fall, which is also when Cantrip's going to be releasing a CD, which Brendan will be guesting on as well. So there's that. And also, we also have a cool gig coming up on June 30th. I forget exactly what town in New Hampshire it's in, but
it's in Groveton.
Groveton is called the Gray Mist Fiddle Festival, and Brendan and I will be there.
With Dan Houghton.
So that should be a great time.
That'll be fantastic. A lot of fiddles.
And if you want to find out more about what Eric McDonald is up to with Katie McNally, they have a website. It's katieandericmusic.com. Is there a place where we might find where you're going to be next with Matching Orange or with your contra dance playing or whatever other projects?
Facebook is the... Facebook is the place. I have an artist page. Brendan Carey Block has an artist page. That will link to my SoundCloud page as well, and that's where I'm posting a lot of my lot of my rough projects. So, if you want to keep up with what I'm goofing around with in the home studio, that's the place.
That's excellent. Well, the show is coming up on March 30th, the next show, rather, at the New Hampshire Audubon Society. It is a benefit concert, which will feature Brendan Carey Block on the fiddle, Eric McDonald on guitar, mandolin, also vocals, and Stuart Kenny will be there, too. He's going to be picking up the bass and the banjo. For details about that show, visit nhaudubon.org. You can also call 224-9909. And I sure do hope that you'll pay us a visit again sometime soon.
Would love to.
Absolutely.
When you finalize your, your unplugged and your plugged violin project, or once you've done your collaborative sessions, whatever, would love to see you again back here in the studio.
Be happy to be here.
Love it.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, thanking our guests, Brendan Carey Block and Eric McDonald. Do you think you could maybe play one to take us out?
Sure thing.
Sure. We'll do some good old reels for y'all.
Donald and Brendan Carey Block in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and the Business and Industry Association, publisher of the Blue Book, New Hampshire's Comprehensive Guide to Government and Politics, available now at nhbluebook.com. Thank you for stopping by, gentlemen.
Thank you. It's been
a
pleasure.
Thank you so much.
This is NHPR.